A Little Life by Hanya Yanagihara is a story that spans decades, with four college friends, Jude, Willem, JB, and Malcolm, and their life in New York City. Willem is an aspiring actor, JB a talented and opportunistic artist, Malcolm an architect, and Jude, who is at the center of it all. Jude St. Francis is a headstrong litigator, yet irreparably scarred by his past and unable to share his deep trauma with his loved ones. As the story slowly unravels, Jude's tragic backstory is revealed, where he was abandoned at birth and subsequently suffered physical, emotional, and sexual abuse before reaching adulthood. As an adult, he struggles with mental health and self-harm, unable to cope with the metaphorical hyenas in his mind that he associates with his abusers. The community he builds is rich with love for him and are held together by his kindness and selflessness, though his friends and family are desperate to know the trauma of his past that he refuses to share with them. My art project in relation to A Little Life is double-layered. On the first layer, I have a collage that best depicts the novel aesthetically, in my opinion, with images from magazines, newspapers, printouts, and the Bible. As the main character, Jude St. Francis has religious and sexual trauma from a man named Brother Luke at the monastery that he grew up in, I thought that bordering the collage with excerpts from the Gospel of Luke would work well with the project. Other images depict mental health, New York City, and the community overall. The second layer is an attempt at string art. Jude envisions his life's tormentors as hyenas that rip apart at his mind as if it were raw flesh. It is a beautiful metaphor, and I wanted to focus on this. The hyena string art has different threads leading away from the center, depicting, in my eyes, the different trauma that Jude has and the people that were the reasons for it. The artwork overall is half-starred and messy, but that was my intention. As the novel is so large in length and filled with so much passion, pain, and storylines, I found that it only made sense for my crafting to emulate this chaos. Crafting helped me in understanding this, as I focused on the structure and point of view of the novel, as well as the actual story and emotions it evoked. As someone who had a positive experience with the novel structure, I have brought in someone who has not had any experience with crafting literacies and did not have a good experience reading with the structure of A Little Life. I'm here with Alex Zuniga, a friend of mine who read A Little Life under my recommendation, yet did not enjoy it to the capacity that I did. We're going to discuss our differing opinions on the point of view and structure of the novel and compare how her lack of crafting experience surrounding the novel shows how my experience has been positive. So, Alex, here's your first question. How did you find the switch from third person to first person point of view? Because as we know, you could flip to a new chapter and all of a sudden we're in first person point of view with no context as to who's speaking, and sometimes it could be a bit confusing.
Yeah, I agree with the last part. There was a jump from third person point of view to first person point of view without any sort of context, and for me it was confusing, as you said, because it just took me a while to even be able to figure out who was talking and to then be able to figure out how that specific chapter added to the story and added more context to the story. I understand what the author was trying to achieve by trying that, but I just feel like she didn't execute the tactic very well, because for me it was just very confusing, and I ended up having to go back and reread those chapters once I had figured out who it was that was speaking.
Yeah, that makes sense. I can definitely see how that would work for you, or not work for you, pardon me. It worked for me. But I do feel that I have a different view as well, because I've read the book a couple times, whereas you've only read it once. So I kind of had that context of who, you know, the first person speaker was. And there was only one character who did speak in first person, and that was Jude St. Francis, our main character's adoptive father, which was actually kind of, yeah, it was a really unique way to go about it for sure, because every single other character spoke in third person.
Yeah, I agree. I'm sure that there was a purpose for that now that you mention it, because I think it was like the author chose very specifically who that character should be, and it ended up adding more context to what ends up happening in the end. So now that you mention it, I do understand why that was useful for the story, even though it was a bit confusing for me.
Yeah, and like I said, I totally understand how it could be confusing, and I'm sure I was just as confused the first time I read it. But yeah, let's move on to our next question. So are you a big crafter? I know I'm not, so it was definitely a challenge for me to experiment with this, but I had a lot of fun with it, and it definitely did help in deepening my understanding of just like different structural techniques throughout the novel, emotional plot points, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. I understand how that could be helpful for you, but for me personally, I'm not a big crafter. It's especially not something that I've done recently, I would say.
Okay, and have you ever crafted in the past, or is just this kind of like a your entire life kind of thing?
Yeah, when I was much younger, my mom used to take us to a lot of different crafting events. So we did things like scrapbooking and like collage making, drawing posters, different little crafts like that. And I definitely remember being like having fun and enjoying that, but it's definitely not something that I've done within the last couple of years. So it's not something very familiar to me anymore.
Okay. Yeah, I did a collage for the first layer of my art project. So it's nice to hear that you've at least collaged a little bit as well. But yeah, let's move on to the next question. So what worked best for you through the actual structure of the novel? How did that kind of aid your understanding and reading experience?
Yeah, so one thing that I really liked was the hopping around between different time periods, if that makes sense. Like, we have different points of the main characters' lives when they're in college, when they're older, and there isn't sort of a very specific timeline. Like, there is some back and forth between the past and the future in that sense. And although I feel like this could be confusing to some people, for me, it really worked well the way that the author wrote it. Like, I feel like there was enough context in each chapter that you knew what time she was talking about, what time period the characters were experiencing. And I feel like it helped add a lot of depth to the story, because we kept getting like little spoilers kind of to what eventually would happen at the end of the story, or what would happen later on in the story. And I feel like it helped me personally look out for certain signs in different characters' point of views of what was coming, and sort of just understand more what they were thinking when we would be in their point of views, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that totally makes sense. And I 100% agree with that take. She definitely did like an amazing job carefully placing clues throughout the novel that built up to, you know, big events that happened in the past, but we don't know about them yet because of the way she jumped around so much, and because of how slowly Jude's backstory was revealed through the story. So I very much agree with that. But contrastingly, what didn't work for the structure of the story, and what made you so averse to the way the novel was written? Because, I mean, we've heard your positive thoughts on it, but I'm very open to hearing your not so positive thoughts now.
Yeah. So, like I said, I think there's a lot of things that the author did very well, like she executed it very well, but I don't know, something about the book just didn't completely resonate with me, and it ended with me not loving it as much as I thought I would. I think one of the things for me was that there was the two main characters. So there was Jude and Willem, but then there was also the other two that were sort of main characters as well, who were Malcolm and JD. And I just feel like they didn't really explore the other characters, which I understand can sometimes be on purpose, but I feel like they had important an important role to the other characters, but also they had their own stories. They had their own very important stories, I feel like, and there was just not enough context. Like, we were just given a little bit, and then it almost felt like we moved on too quickly from whatever was happening with them, when a lot of the stuff mentioned about them was big. It was, I feel like it could have added more to the story and been a bigger lesson for the reader if we talked more about them.
Yeah, that does make sense. I see that perspective, especially since at the end of the novel, a bit of a spoiler for those of you listening, but Willem and Malcolm both end up getting into a car accident in the end, and they both die. But I feel like as a reader, I was more torn up about Willem's death as opposed to Malcolm's, even though we had kind of followed their story from page one. They were both there from the very beginning, but I see how, like, the lack of emphasis on, you know, two out of the four main characters really did influence the way I thought about them, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so let's move on to the next question. Last question as well. So as someone who's not familiar with crafting to better understand a text, what are your thoughts on this and thoughts on the project that I've been working on recently? And do you think that any part of my craft helped you understand the text in any way, even though you weren't the one to actually, you know, do the dirty work of crafting?
Yeah, so I had never really heard about crafting, like, to understand different literature more until this project, until your project. But I think that I really see how that can be helpful, because one, I always feel like a new perspective and a new way of looking at things can always give you more context and a better understanding, no matter what it is, especially when it comes to the arts, which is such a fundamental part of our lives. But then on top of that, after seeing your project, I understand how that specifically relates to books and how you can understand them, because it almost gives you a reason to think about certain parts of the book and understand each part at a deeper level, which then adds to your context of the overall book. So, like, with your collage, we understand more about Jude specifically and how his mind is feeling throughout the book. And that definitely adds to the whole book, since that is the primary character, main character.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Alex. That was all very insightful, and it was great to talk to you. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.